Now, fashion designer and rising star Rich Mnisi's annual party called 2 Million Icons is dedicated to raising money to fund the reading and distribution of Lebohang Masango's Mpumi's Magic Beads, which comes in all 11 official languages, to kids in his hometown of Chawelo in Soweto, where he grew up. He's also been hosting a series of talks, simply called Thoughts, a space of dialogue that encourages a community that supports inclusive conversation on the uncomfortable journey of life. Quite a special approach there. So to tell us a little bit more about that, as well as the 2 Million Icons event, is Rich Mnisi on the line. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Breakfast with Ifilwe. I'm wonderful, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, no, I'm good, thank you.
Please, just tell us a little bit about the concept behind 2 Million Icons.
Yeah, so basically 2 Million Icons is a space where we celebrate iconic people, brands, moments. And this year, we're celebrating future icons. So future icons are the next generation, the people that are actually going to change the world. We've laid the foundation and they're going to take everything and just like take it further and change the world and make it a better place.
So great way to celebrate this at a party. Tell us a little bit about the party and how we can get there.
So the party is at Wonderland Club in Cape Town. It's on Sunday the 15th at 10 p.m. And yeah, the theme again is celebrating future icons. So you come dressed as a future icon or someone from the past who represents the future and who represents positivity and positive change.
Now, photographs and feed and you know, the whatever the trending imagery that has come up from previous parties of yours always sort of belies a spectacle, you know, people really dressing in a way that is not just as just any old dress-up party like any old future icon, but specifically, you know, it's quite artistic and they themselves come across iconically. Is there any guidance that you'd give to attendees to this party?
Just push yourself and like just it's a heightened version of yourself as well, because you come as someone you respect and someone you think their fashion sense is really great. So it's always great when people interpret it themselves because it comes at a heightened version. And I think that's where it comes through, where the fashion is always higher because you're applying yourself as well, as opposed to just dressing up as them and just leaving it there.
And is there a pushing of one's higher self in Mpumi's Magic Beads, the book that you're raising money for?
Yes, definitely. I think what Lebohang has done has, you know, encouraged people to encourage young kids to, you know, see themselves from, you know, the perfect mirror, which doesn't change who they are, doesn't change the way they see themselves, their skin, their hair texture, or just social interaction. And it's about that level of self-acceptance. And that's so beautiful in that, and that's why it's so dear to me that we can do this, especially in Soweto, Chawelo, where I grew up, you know. So I want to start where I grew up because, you know, that's my immediate reference of, you know, where things...
Right.
Yeah, where something would be lacking or something like that, yeah.
Finally, Rich, yeah. Where can we go for getting these tickets for this party?
It's at the door.
I see.
At the door. So just arrive at the door. There's a red carpet at 10. And then, yeah, when you come in, it's going to be amazing.
All right. That is the 2 Million Icons Party at Wonderland this Sunday at 10 p.m. Thank you very much, Rich Mnisi, fashion designer and rising star, an icon in his own right. Let's head over to the rising icon. That is the roads and rail. Thank you, Zane.
EWN. Traffic.
Thank you, Rafael. We're stationary bus on the N2 outbound just before Browning Road. The centre lane closed to traffic. The Detroitskloof Pass is still closed to traffic due to a recovery of a truck. Going to have to go through the Huguenot Tunnel this morning. And then the Sevens Rugby Tournament taking place this coming weekend. Expect some road closures as well as heavier traffic around the stadium precinct. That N1 still backing up between Plattekloof and the elevated freeway. That N2 traffic slowing down just after Jan Smut start. A bit of backed up traffic, but your journey is only 15 minutes, which means that traffic's actually moving quite fast. The M5 backed up between Klipfontein Road and the N2. Out in the Dunoon Cape Farms area, Kuntamansklof and Malibong where drive is out. In Mitchell's Plain, the traffic lights out at Highlands Drive and Eisleben, Durban Road and Neversdal, and then Park Road and Archery Road in Wynberg. Those lights are also down. I'm Zane Johnson, back in about 10 minutes with more UWN traffic.
All right, it's time for us to turn to our emerging economies. Of course, we'll be focusing on India today. Professor Dilip Menon joins me on the line. He is the director at the Center for Indian Studies at Wits University. Good morning, Professor. Great to have you back on Breakfast with Rifilwe.
Good morning, Rifilwe. Here I'm speaking to you from smoggy Delhi cotton traffic.
But oh, my.
The show must go on.
Indeed, it must. Wow, please stay safe. I mean, I'm talking about your lungs mostly. So talk to us about the Citizens Amendment Bill.
Yes, this is a dark day for Indian democracy. Both houses of parliament have passed what is called the Citizenship Amendment Act. And this is about granting Indian nationality to refugees from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. But the government has made it very clear that it would grant citizenship only to non-Muslims. So this has amended significantly the definition of immigrants into India. Other minority groups facing persecution like the Ahmadiyyas in Pakistan or the Rohingyas in Burma are significantly excluded from this. The Home Minister has made it clear that Muslims should take refuge in an Islamic country. And the specious argument that has been made is that the partition of India in 1947 was made on the basis of religion. India is now a Hindu country. But what is being forgotten, conveniently forgotten, is that only Pakistan was made on a religious basis. India came into existence as a secular democracy. And what has happened today, the passing of the Citizenship Amendment Act,
Professor?
Is a fundamental violation. Sorry?
Sorry, the smog is working against us. We're going to have to try and get you back on the line. Apologies. Okay. You're not coming through clearly.
Can you hear me? Okay.
All righty. Thanks, Professor. All right. So we'll try and get him back on the line. Apologies for that. I'm starting to wonder whether it's their phones or our infrastructure. It's happening a lot lately. All right. So a couple of WhatsApps from you. Cyril Ramaphosa for Man of South Africa. He comes home and blows hot air on the wet coal and presto, no more power cuts. We're nothing if not spicy on this particular show, I have to say. Still thinking about People of the Year, the head of the Gift of the Givers should be nominated for the title. We've mentioned this one. He should also be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Let us know who you think is the Person of the Year for you in South Africa. I'd be very curious to hear that. Do you think you'd nominate yourself? Have you survived a great deal of ordeal this year that you feel you should be noted for?